The labels will take up the top half, both front and back, and show pictures of cancerous lesions, among other things, and warnings like cigarettes cause cancer. Reynolds American is already contesting the statute, and another suit is possible, challenging the regulations themselves.
Well, yes, I mean, there is a doctrine of commercial speech.
Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
While it's not as broad as individual speech or political speech, the Supreme Court has been receptive of late to claims about commercial speech, and that does receive protection under the First Amendment.
Reynolds' legal challenge to the statute is on its way to the 6th District Court. Tobias says a second suit on the regulations is possible. Richmond-based Philip Morris, America's largest cigarette maker, has yet to comment. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.